Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here after a very big day in the Disney and positive stuff world. Right?
Very big day, Pascal.
There was lots of stuff today.
There was also lots of stuff yesterday as well.
And yesterday, too. It's been a big week.
It's just been big.
Yes. So today, we're going to cover a ton of stuff in a half an hour. We will see how well we do at getting through all of this. And we're going to start, though, with on, I think it was Friday night, I went to the Disneyland Hotel, where I attended the kickoff for the 2024 Chalk Walk in the Park, which is always a wonderful event that we try to make as much of a difference as we can. And while we're doing it, we have a lot of fun as well. And this year we learned that there's going to be some fun incentives, I think is a good way to put this. And usually you can get your t-shirt, you can get a pin and a medal, depending on how much you raise. And then other years, if you get far enough along, you can get like resort hotel rooms if you get like at a certain level or whatever. But this year they've done something unique, which is if you raise $350, you can go to Chalk Walk Day in the Park or Chalk Day in the Park. I don't remember what they're calling it. But instead of going home after the Chalk Walk, you can go into the parks because you will get a park hopper. So not just one ticket or not just one park, but it's park hopper. So you can spend the rest of the day at the Disneyland Resort going to both parks. And so we're going to try to get as many people as we can to that $350 level and have a blast hanging out in the parks after Chalk Walk this year, which is on July 21st. And if you haven't joined our team yet, you can go to chalkwalk.org/DapsMagic and become a part of the Daps Magic team. Or if you can't walk on that day, you can become a, I think they call it a sleeping bear member of the team, which is totally fine as well. You still show up in all of the rosters and you show up as a supporter and you just don't show up on the day of. And I believe you can get your tickets, like your Disneyland tickets, and use them a different day, but check the fine print on that. Yeah, but it's going to be a blast. We're going to have fun. We've got some fun ideas for the morning of, like dressing in bright colored clothes and hats. Not bright colored hats, but bright colored clothes and make it colorful.
I mean, if you have a bright colored hat,
that would double it up. Exactly. Katie, why do you think people should join our team and walk in this year's Chalk Walk?
Let me give you two reasons.
Okay, go for it.
Let me appeal to your sense of fun. We are a great time. It is a lot of fun. It is a big old party for Team Daps Magic. We are not morning people. So if you want to say, but Daps crew, I'm not a morning person.
Neither are we. That's why coffee exists.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Reason two, I will appeal to your heart. Chalk does a lot of really great things. I will always every single time, the fact that because of fundraising and a lot of efforts that were put forward by the Chalk team, they were able to open the first pediatric mental health wing in Orange County, and that's life-saving for a lot of kids, and that is changing the trajectory of, I think, Orange County, and then eventually the world. So help us do great things and also have fun with us, because I think we're cool.
And the more people we get there, the better a picture it'll be.
Yeah.
Just imagine all of those colorful whatevers, shirts, vests, jackets, hats in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle. It'd be great. Hopefully you won't be in the middle of a hurricane this year.
Oh my God.
All right. You know, things could change. We never know. Anyway, join our Chalk Walk team today, and we are going to have a blast doing it. You can also see on chalkwalk.org/DapsMagic, we've got a little bit of a message board that we're starting to build up there, too, so you can join the conversation as well. But the big news of today was D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, which is taking place in August from the 9th to the 11th, with some events leading up to it, from the 4th to the 9th.
Such as?
You can go to a baseball game.
Whoa!
When you go to said baseball game, if you're one of the first 23,000 member people to go into the baseball at Angel Stadium to watch them
the baseball.
Into the baseball field at Angel Stadium, you can get a bobblehead Mickey Mouse.
Whoa!
Doesn't everybody need a bobblehead Mickey Mouse?
I think I do.
Yeah. Throughout the week, they're also going to have different fun things happening in downtown Disney. There's a night at the Packing District in Anaheim.
I love the Packing
There's
District.
Also a movie being shown, and I believe in Pearson Park in Anaheim on Monday night. But we're going to be covering all of that stuff. But that's the stuff leading up to D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, is going to be bigger and better than it's ever been before. And it's going to have more people, yes. But that's because there's going to be so much more space. There's going to be all of now the Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah.
And where else can you go?
The Honda Center.
The Honda Center.
Or as I like to call
it. I thought you were going to go the other way. I was like, are you going to say it?
No, but I had to. But Itzy Otani won't be there. So I don't know what the point is.
So maybe
we'll
go
Otani.
Watch.
We're Otani girls.
There you go. So yes, it will be at the Honda Center as well, which is where the very big events are going to be taking place. This is where you'll get your movie news. This is where you're going to get your parks and experiences news, or just experiences as they're calling it now. This is also where the Disney Legends Award ceremony will be held, in that order, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Which is a change.
And yeah. Well, especially because usually these things are during the mornings or days. And the fact that, I mean, usually experiences would be the afternoon on Saturday instead of evening on Saturday.
Yeah.
Movies would usually be morning, or no, it'd be afternoon. No, they're on Sunday usually.
Experiences is normally on Sunday because
I think it's switched a couple of times. You're right, because movies is Saturday last time.
Yeah. Because Sunday is always like the big walk away. Everybody is always talking about, oh, this is what's coming. Bailey can attest. She had to sit with me in a hallway. She didn't have to. She willingly sat.
Got to. It was so much fun.
In a hallway. And I was done dressing up because I was very tired. And I was in my Keep Moving Forward sweater that I got at Expo. And I was sitting there with my headphones like that.
Yeah.
Watching a live stream.
And I think this year might be even more of that. Like, I just think the Walt Disney Company is poised in a position where there's going to be a lot to learn about come August, especially if things continue to move forward with Disneyland Forward the way they seem to be going. They also have $60 billion of investment into the parks that are happening in the next 10 years that they probably are going to talk about. And I think it will be quite the thing to experience. And, from what I was hearing this morning, the production value will also be bumped up multiple levels, partially because of the location. This is a place that does concerts. This is a place that's actually built for doing these. Who knows?
I hope that they do.
They said there's going to be some surprise entertainment offerings. Like, things are going to happen during these panels.
Josh D'Amaro is on ice skates.
Or roller skates.
On ice, that doesn't work.
Well, he's gonna be on a stage, I think.
But
because they have seats, they have seats on the floor.
I'm being a silly goose.
I know, but I'm also thinking of ways it could actually happen.
He's being a practical goose.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the Honda Center is much more equipped for special effects, higher production value, backstage
fireworks.
Maybe.
No.
I've seen fireworks in the Honda Center.
Huh?
Paul McCartney did fireworks in the Honda Center the first time I saw him, during Live and Let Die.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. They weren't like huge ones, but they were good.
That's the one.
Yeah. The other thing to note is there's a couple of different tickets that you can get.
Okay.
And half of the tickets get you only to the Anaheim Convention Center. So that's the traditional kind of D23 Expo experience. There's the ultimate tickets also that get you into the Honda Center. And those are the ones, if you want to go to these three panels, you're going to need to get. And you're going to notice for those, all of the price listings, which are on dapsmagic.com, if you look at the guide, say starting at.
Yes.
And that is because your price will be dependent on the seat that you pick.
Yes.
So if you want the best seat, you're going to pay more than if you have...
like going to a concert.
Correct. And from what I understand, about half of the seats will be all the entry-level price. And then the rest of them will build up more. And I'm sure there's a tiered system for how exactly that's going to work. And we will see that next week when tickets go on sale.
Do you think, mm-hmm. and this is a total hypothetical, everyone stick with me.
This is a question.
Do you think that if I paid the most money to mm-hmm. be front and center, mm-hmm. do you think they would let me open this pit up?
No.
You don't think they'd let me?
I don't think they're going to let you do anything but sit in your seat and cheer and have a good time.
But I want to open this pit up.
I'm sorry.
I want to disrespect my surroundings.
Let's not.
I'm kidding.
We know the starting point for prices, and they said in the next couple of days we're going to get more information, so it would not surprise me at all if we have a fairly substantial listing of what the prices are going to be, and we'll be monitoring that for when it comes out, and we'll post an article on that. In fact, we're probably going to have an article up in the next 12 to 24 hours that specifically focuses on tickets and reservations, and then we'll update that as more information comes out. But it's very important to know that if you don't get that ticket or that pass, the 3-day pass that includes the Honda Center, you're not going to those three events. The other thing you need to know is there's also a Ultimate Pass. They have their preferred name, whatever it is. It starts at $999 and just goes up from there. So that's the one that gets you front and center basically for everything. The other thing to know is reservations will be returning just like they were last time. Mm-hmm. So in theory, you're going to be able to plan out your entire weekend before you go to D23. So you can know where you're going to be when and plan out your day, which is important because if you're going to the Honda Center in the evening, you're going to need to plan getting there, which will be complimentary. They've already said there will be shuttles of some sort, and they're not giving us all the specifics because they want to make sure everything is nailed down and don't change first. But you will want to allot for the time to go from point A to point B and then back again in the evening. And I haven't found out yet if you'll be able to park at Honda Center and come over to the convention center and do it the reverse way. I'm betting not, just because it sounded like buses were going to start later in the day and not all day kind of a thing.
I would like a Skyline.
The Honda Center will be opening to guests 2 hours before whatever presentation is happening in the evening. However, do you really need to be there 2 hours early when you have a reserved seat? Probably not.
Mayhaps not.
Exactly. That was the big change, I think, for the sure. D23 Expo this year. There's also going to be a much bigger show floor. In fact, it's taking up all of the space that Hall D23 had before. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a car show.
Beep, beep.
With most of the cars that we haven't seen on display before. So that makes me think we might not get Herbie, which would make me a little bit sad. But the Walt Disney Archives, I know, will do a fantastic job. Maybe we'll get Herbie still. I can hope.
I want to see Herbert.
I would love to see Herbie. Yes, exactly. We need to see Herbie. But one question that popped up today that I thought was very intriguing, and you can let us know what you think the answer is, and we'll find out in August, is... this morning, we got kind of a preview of what is going to be in this car show. And that wouldn't surprise me. But we had the biggest thing there was a tram mm-hmm. from Disneyland. You know, the one that anybody that went before Disney California Adventure was built, that's the tram you probably went on, the blue and yellow one. And so somebody asked, is there going to be anything bigger? And or I think they asked something about uniqueness or something. But Becky Klein, who runs the archives, said there will be one vehicle that is bigger than the tram, which the tram was the tractor and the trailer. My question is, what do you think is the vehicle that's bigger than the tram?
A Mark III monorail.
Well, it'd be a car. So it could be the mouse. What's the mouse?
With wheels on it.
Which is the one that they used for the Mickey Mouse Mobile or whatever it was. that Doug wrote about. So that's a possibility. You might be right.
I'm being silly.
Here's the thing that just popped into my head.
The Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Even better. What if it was the Electric Mayhem bus? Right?
But yeah, I'd be with it.
I would be all for that.
Yeah, see the monorail?
They do. They're just pointed the wrong direction. Okay, so the other thing to know is when to purchase your tickets. Every day that the tickets go on sale, they start at 12 o'clock Pacific time, so noon.
Okay.
Our time. On the 26th, 26th or 7th, 28th, I think this is the right.
1 week from today.
Yes. The first day, somebody check in the chat for me that this is the right day. But the first day, which I believe is the 20th, Mouser Rail, thank you, Roger. The first day is for D23 Gold members only. So if you are a D23 Gold member, there will be a select number of tickets that go on sale for the D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event.
I'm a D23 Gold member.
12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Day two, 27th, 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is when, if you have any type of D23 membership and a Disney Visa card, and you're also using said Visa card to purchase your tickets, this is when you can purchase your D23, the Ultimate Fan Event tickets.
Yes.
28th, Daylight Time. Sorry, Pacific Daylight Time. Mm-hmm. I just read stuff. Anyway, 12 o'clock, 28th, that is when any D23 member can purchase a ticket. The thing to note is you do have to be a D23 member at some level to purchase a ticket. You can be a general, which means free, or you can be a gold member. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm very confused.
Yes.
So day one is gold. Cool, mm-hmm. That's done. Day two?
Disney Visa.
Got it. Sorry. My understanding was general as well as Disney Visa.
And I was it's any D23 member that also has a Disney Visa. Yep, you have to have all of the dots checked.
So then three is, and again, it is free to sign up to be a D23 member.
They did specifically say Disney Visa, but maybe it is Visa. We will check on that. But you do have to use the card for the 27th. The other thing to take note with all of this is you're going to pick your seats.
Yeah.
You're going to get your reservations, and you can do that for up to 8 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Last year, remember, it was just plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's plus 7.
That was plus one if you were lucky, if you got your plus one.
Yeah. If it was working. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be the plan this year. And so if you want to get reservations, if you want to get tickets, if you want to stick together with your group, that is the way to do it. And just make sure to coordinate with them. That doesn't mean you have to spend the whole weekend with them. It just means you've got the opportunity because they did take a lot of feedback from gold members they took feedback from everybody from the last D23 Expo to try to make things that much easier and more enjoyable for people. They are going to be using virtual queues for stores again. There's a new store that's going to be the Walt Disney Company store that's going to have some really cool stuff. There's some really great merchandise that's going to be coming.
I do love shopping.
We showed some of it on our Patreon earlier tonight. And there's also going to be an expanded archives panel or archives stage and some other fun offerings throughout the weekend as well. Am I missing any of the big points that we need to cover?
I don't think so.
I think those are the big things.
This event has everything.
It's going to have a lot. It is going to be one of those things you're going to want to plan. It's going to be one of those things you want to strategize. Mm-hmm. And we will have more information as it comes out. Be on the lookout. It is just a Visa card on the March 27th. So I must have heard that wrong. But be on the lookout for more information on buying tickets, on planning the reservation system for getting your different panels throughout the week, and also for the events that are happening through the week. And you won't want to miss any of that because they're going to be a lot of fun. And it's really giving opportunities for those that are coming from out of town to have more community events throughout the week for D23.
Also, what I'm about to say is a bit. New exclusive merchandise already branded for D23, the mm-hmm. Ultimate Fan Event. Ignore that it says 2013. Don't know what that's about.
Yep.
But
have no clue.
I do think it's very interesting that the Ultimate Disney Fan Event has like continued, you know?
Yeah.
I was great. Looking at it and I was like, huh.
We also learned about Disney Legends this year, which is going to be a lot of fun. And there's a really, I think, fantastic list.
It's good.
Of honorees that are being added to the Disney Legends this year. That's being hosted by Ryan Seacrest. And so we have Colleen Atwood, Angela Bassett, Martha Blanding, which if you've been at Disneyland for any period of time, you've probably seen Martha around. Mm-hmm. James L. Brooke, James Cameron, Jamie Lee Curtis, Miley Cyrus, Steve Ditko, Harrison Ford, Mark Ken, Frank Oz, Kelly Ripa, Joe Rohde, and John Williams. That is a solid list mm-hmm. of honorees. My question is, mm-hmm. it's too hard to pick one favorite, I think. Mm-hmm. Who are your top two favorites? Also, let me know in the comments. Not Harrison Ford, huh? I mean, I'm going to pick that too.
I love Harrison Ford, but Frank Oz and John Williams, that's insane. It is such a...
It's weird to think Harrison Ford's not one yet.
That was my reaction mm-hmm. to seeing this class of legends.
Yep.
I was like, because Mark Hamill is, yes?
I believe so, yep.
Carrie Fisher was posthumously honored?
Mm-hmm. There we go.
There we
His
go.
His turn.
No, but I...
And after Indiana Jones, kind of makes sense.
I would also love to see Jim Henson posthumously inducted.
Was he not?
Has he been?
I think he was.
Has he?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Ooh, I hope so.
Roger will let us know in the comment.
I also couldn't believe that John Williams wasn't already a Disney legend. Like, it's John Williams.
I think it's interesting that this year John Williams and Harrison Ford are both being inducted mm-hmm. because they basically ended out their Indiana Jones careers.
They also have a very strong love for each other. I think back to Star Wars Celebration. And if you know Harrison Ford, Star Wars isn't exactly his favorite thing he's ever done in his career. He recognizes that it got him a lot of opportunities, but he doesn't love the franchise. He doesn't do all these things. And he showed up at Star Wars Celebration to sing John Williams happy birthday because he was so touched by his friend.
Yeah.
So,
which you hear from that group of people all the time,
yeah.
which is really great. So let us know what you're most excited about for the Disney Legends ceremony. I do think it's cool. Miley Cyrus will be the youngest inductee, huh. and she really has made a huge difference for Disney Channel and really set the stage for many things that we're getting today from a lot of Disney Plus series as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So it'll be fun to see. And she was in Bolt.
We've been talking about Bolt a lot lately.
Anyway, we're going to keep moving right along because there's a ton more news to talk about tonight. We learned more about Tiana's Bayou Adventure and the expansion that's coming from that, really. Yeah. And we're getting two new shops in Critter Country. We're not going to go too much into all of this, but we do know that Critter Country is closing in May for an undisclosed period of time, I presume, until the area is ready to be opened with the attraction, because sure. that would just be cool. What do you think about these shops changing, and are you excited for them?
Super excited. I think it's going to be phenomenal. I have
and the name Ray's Berets is pretty cute.
That's really good. I would love if Critter Country was rethemed to just New Orleans Square Extended. Who said that? That's crazy. I think the only downside of this is, yes, I love DCA 1.0. DCA 1.0 is my girl. Love of my life. Did not want Wall Street to come back. That was the part of DCA 1.0 I did.
Oh, okay.
Precisely. It's just a lot of construction walls all in one area. It will be sure. worth it, though.
I actually disagree. I don't want New Orleans Square to continue.
Okay.
I like the way that they're doing kind of this middle ground of Bayou meets Critter Country, because mm-hmm. they kind of go hand in hand anyway.
Yeah.
It just one has more swamp. So it's like the swamp, which all goes together, because you go New Orleans Square to Bayou to Critter Country, which just is kind of a natural progression. And I think you could even say then go on to Rivers America. And that makes a lot of sense to me. And it
Bayou
gives
country.
Bayou Country, maybe, who knows? Like, we don't know for sure that it'll still be Critter Country when, like, I assume it will be because it kind of still makes sense.
What else is Winnie the Pooh gonna do?
But it is really, it really is, I think, a natural fit that's gonna make it less jarring as you go around that corner. And I also makes me think that maybe Princess Tiana now brings in more money for the Walt Disney Company than Winnie the Pooh does, which I don't have any facts on that whatsoever, but quite often they invest in what's worth an investment. And so I'd be curious.
So something I would love to see is, I'm not trying to kick out Pooh and Friends. I'm not trying to do that, but I would also
singing bears. That'd like be kind of fun
to see Tiana and Naveen meeting guests in that area.
Oh, I think that's a chance.
Like, and maybe not necessarily, oh, we stand here and we smile and take pictures, but they are
walking around and
they are living.
I think that's a distinct possibility.
I would love that.
I think you could also end up seeing Louie there. And like, I think there's definitely the possibility for that. And I would not be surprised if the meet and greet area is rethemed a little bit to make it a little bit more woodsy and less 100-acre woodsy.
Sure.
So that you could have either Louis here 1 minute or Tigger. You know, I think that whole area kind of, it blends really well. Like, it's not a huge leap in my world. Speaking of leaps, we might be getting people on stilts that do the leapy jumpy things in a parade. I have no clue. But Pixar Fest will be coming next month, and we've got more details about that as well. I know it was a stretch. I have no reason to think that they'll be there other than they've been in previous Pixar parades, and I'm like, well, maybe we'll get those jumping stilts people back.
Did
like,
you stretch
cool.
before that reach?
No, but they do. And but we might be getting a ton of Pixar options coming to the Disneyland Resort in just about a month and a week, something
Mr.
like
Dapps
that.
Mr. Dapps finally gets the thing that he has been wanting for 2 years,
which is
pasta.
Oh, yeah. Except that's not where I want it. But
I know. But you, and specifically, it has to be the pesto pasta that they make.
I want the Luca pesto pasta, and I want them to retheme the trattoria.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Trattoria.
Yes.
Because that could look very Italian. They could make it really cute. It would be fun. But we aren't getting that. We are getting food booths that will come in May. We're getting the new parade. We're getting fireworks. We're getting a lot of fun things. Which I'm curious how the fireworks are going to work with Season of the Force now that I'm thinking about this. Thoughts. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But what are you most looking forward to with Pixar Fest this year?
Really looking forward to the parade, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. Especially
two times a day.
Especially seeing the Luca unit.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for that. I think that's going to be very fun.
I think Fort Town's gonna be a lot of fun too.
So excited.
Like, I just think people are gonna go crazy for that, and it's gonna be a great energy.
I think that personally I find DCA a little hard to maneuver when there is a daytime parade.
That's true.
But which it was made in the era of parades, but that's fine. But I think that DCA comes to life when there is cavalcades, when there are parades. Anything in that realm, like I think about how Mickey's Happy Holidays lights up that park. Mm-hmm. It is so fun, and it just brings an energy to the park that I think that park is ripe for.
Yep.
So
I totally agree. It's gonna be fun. Like, it's weird to think that this is the first time in years that both Disneyland and Disney California Adventure are gonna have two parades in a day.
It's been probably 10 years
ish. Yeah. And like, that's such a weird thing to think of.
Crazy.
And that just brings such a good energy and life to the parks. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I think the dance parties look like they're going to be super cute, especially the one in Fantasyland Theater. Mm-hmm. And
I'm getting Mad Tea Party vibes from Hollywood Backlot.
Yeah. I think
there's
that's
no
going to be
band.
I think that's going to be fun.
But
yeah, I totally agree with you.
That energy was kind of there.
Exactly.
Which I was just, it was so funny. We had a conversation with a friend on Sunday about Tea Party. And I mean, weigh in when we get to Geeks Corner Plus what you consider a Tea Party song, because she said that first summer of Tea Party is what she considers a Tea Party song. That's just a sidetrack. Anyway. Yep,
that is correct. And finally, we got a new trailer for The Acolyte, and it was incredible. Did you watch it?
No, but I saw
just realized you didn't.
I saw there's a little guy.
There is a little guy.
I just love little guys.
There's a lot going on. It's very interesting to watch because there's definitely some nods to lots of different things or different eras of Star Wars, and it looks ridiculously good. If you've seen it, let us know in the comment. If you have any questions about Pixar Fest, about D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, anything we've talked about tonight, let me know in the comments, and we will try to address them as we go into Geeks Corner Plus for a few minutes.
Tell me what you consider a Tea Party song. There's a very interesting thread on Twitter.com, because I refused to call it the other name, about how they are not retconning the prequels. Because some people believe that The Acolyte is retconning the prequels.
It doesn't look like it.
But they believe it's retconning the one line in the prequels where they say that the Sith haven't exist for 1,000 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very in-depth thread about how it is actually not retconning, because if you want to call it retconning, they retconned it in the prequels itself.
The Acolyte fits in 100 years before The Phantom Menace. What are you most excited for with D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, Katie?
I'm always excited for parks.
Yep.
Like, any news about parks, ever since I was very young, parks have been like my go button. It's just much more interesting and experiential to me than films or TV shows or anything like that. So that's really where my heart lies.
And I will say, I had multiple people from Disney today tell me that the production value this year is going to be unlike anything we ever, like, it's just going to go.
And it's already been pretty exciting. Like, yeah. I'm thinking of the musical numbers and the characters and all these things. So,
but whatever it was before and whatever your expectations were before, take them up another level, because it's just going to get better.
Yeah.
But yes, The Acolyte, going back to the other one, is 100 years before. I think for me, I'm also looking forward to that experiences panel on Saturday night. I also always really enjoy the Disney Legends ceremony. There's
magical.
There is something special about it, and it'll be different this year because I think part of it, with the production value going higher, I hope it doesn't lose the heart, because it is a very special. It's special to see how people react to being honored in this way, and then traditionally reacting to Bob Iger giving them, which I'm assuming
Bob Iger's back.
He's back. He's not the one hosting this, but I'm assuming that things will happen and it'll connect. But I'm looking forward to seeing those moments happening as well. As for a new trilby for D23 Ultimate Fan event, that's a possibility. Are you wanting me to get one that's a different color or something? Is that like the question, or you're just asking if I'm getting a new one? I will be wearing a trilby and a bow tie. I will say that.
No way.
Shocking. I
know.
Yeah, exactly.
I might come up with other silly outfits to wear. Who's to say?
Why not? It's fun.
Gooby Goobian might make a comeback. Who's to say? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should come up with something fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Buzzy will make a comeback this year, because that is the hottest thing to be wearing in August.
Yeah.
Like, I love my boy Buzzy, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But Buzzy is a very, very thick
jacket.
But
mm-hmm.
I do be loving my boy.
That is true. All right, Katie, I think the questions are wrapping up. So what should people do?
Go to napsmagic.com. Check out all the D23 Ultimate Fan Event news. Mm. As it happens, so many words. Subscribe to our mailing list so you don't miss a thing. And find our Patreon.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got a ton of videos from the D23 media preview this morning that you won't want to miss. And I think I have one more to post still, so I'll get that up as soon as possible. Also, we've got some other stuff going up. Also, if you're not watching us on YouTube, you can also listen to Geeks Corner and watch it on podcast servers, wherever you watch those. So look for us there if you'd rather do that. Maybe you want to listen to us while you drive in the car. I don't know. You've got that option as well. But that is all the time we have for you this week. Just for a programming note, in about 2 weeks, Daps Magic will be turning 20 years old. We'll be doing something special for that. So make sure to not miss that. We hope you're having a fantastic week, but that is about all the time we have for you this one. We'll see you around the corner.
Bye.